Welcome to Proverbs for the day, May 18th. Puts us in Proverbs 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Today we'll do verses 10 and 11. Proverbs 18, verses 10 and 11. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city and is an high wall in his own conceit. Now there are some verses that just stick out in your mind. I have in literally every copy of the King James Bible I have, a date written there many, many years ago, 1991, in fact, where a good friend of mine claimed this verse after we had just come through a real, literally a life-threatening situation. And he claimed this verse, and I've got it written in there, and every month when I come to it, to Proverbs 18, it reminds me of that, and it reminds me of how strong it is. This verse is instructive. There's more to it than you might think just reading into it. And let's notice here, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. In light of things that happened back at what we call 911 and that sort of thing, in light of the fact that they're now trying to build, you know, the highest structure in the United States, you might think that that's what a tower is, a strong tower. But I'm going to give you an illustration of something I've seen myself in some of the old land. Over in Northern Ireland, there are places you can go and you can see the remnants of history. That part of the world, as in many parts, when it was being settled, suffered much violence. And might was right in those days, even for small pieces of land. And I remember clearly being standing up on one of the highest points around. It overlooked a river there in Northern Ireland, out in the country just a little bit, and there was still the remnants of what had been obviously a strong tower. And the story behind those towers and the story behind these verses, and these verses run all the way back to the Middle East, to the old days. For example, David writes this. He says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies." Of course, David spake these things in another spot in 2 Samuel 22, verse 3, "The God of my rock, in him will I trust, he is my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, and my Savior, thou savest me from violence." And the history behind those things is they would build strong towers. Only it would look strong like a brick block silo would look these days. Most of them wouldn't be as tall as a silo. There wasn't a need for that. But what they would do, they would have thick walls. They would be shaped similar to what we've seen some lighthouses. And you'd have a door that would walk into the bottom. But what they had was they had a higher up level, and they would have a ladder there, and they would climb that ladder, they would pull the ladder up, and they would lock a trap door, and that would be their high tower. It would keep them, it would be a strong tower and a high tower. And what it would do is it would make them safe from their enemies. Of course, you've read in the Old Testament how they would try to burn them out and do different things. We've read of Abimelech, a stone being tossed over the wall, a high part of the wall. And so he says here, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. You get the picture? He runs into it, climbs up that ladder, pulls that ladder up, locks that door, and he's safe. And David uses this illustration. David uses this application, and I'm going to just look at two different things in the passage, because in verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and is safe. In verse 11, the rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. So, one man finds his safety, his refuge, his deliverance in the name of the Lord. The other in his wealth. So we're going to look, first of all, at the name of the Lord. Now, can I remind you of something, please, quickly? Superstition is a counterfeit for the real thing. Superstition is a counterfeit. So if you find someone who thinks that just by saying the words, it's going to do something, that's a counterfeit. It doesn't eliminate the fact that there is power in the name of the Lord. There is power in names. Where the word of a king is, there's power. There is power in a name. I know a fellow that was recently in a bit of a jam, and when this person was being, you might say, interrogated or questioned, he mentioned another person's name locally, and it got him off the hook. And he hadn't really done anything super bad or anything, but he sure needed some help at the time, and by having that person's name, he was okay. Do you know that we see many, 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 many examples of this in life, and what we ought to do is remember that there is a name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth. Do you get the picture? The name, calling upon the Lord, trusting in the Lord, letting Him be what He is to us, is the same as being able to run into that tower, go up to that high level, lock everything up, and rest in Him. In Him. You think of all the names for the Lord in the Old Testament. You know, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Tsidkenu, just all those things He is to us. And I am reminded that we are also enlightened over in the book of Jude about what it is to be able to claim the name of the Lord. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. He said, "The Lord rebuke thee." The name of the Lord. A friend, if you'll get in the habit of meaning it and trying it, the difficult situation I'm talking about, in there was a time, and all I had time to do was say, "Somebody pray," and those two people called out, "Lord!" Simon Peter, "Lord, help! Lord, save me! Lord! Lord!" And in so doing, not only does God come to our help, but it gives us courage and strength and peace, because He is all those things to us. But I want to point out the last part quickly in verse 11. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and is an high wall in his own conceit. There's the name of the Lord that has authority. He has access. It has assurance. It gives us an alternative to fear and to scheming. There is the name of the Lord, but there is the net of the rich. What do you mean, the net? Why, a net is what you use to catch something. I haven't got to do it in quite a while due to geography and other things, but boy, I tell you, there's still, in my mind, not very many blessings, earthly blessings, like being able to go out and it's a bit dark, and you can hear the prey you're after, and you throw that net out over it, and then you feel it start bumping and pulling and everything full of fish. Throw the net over it. Casting a net. They still use it today in trying to get criminals, trying to apprehend criminals. They cast a net on them. Listen, the net of the rich. You know, 1 Timothy says verse 9, chapter 6, verse 9 says, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." A snare. Something you catch something with. The net of the rich. Listen, in the earthly sense, as Ecclesiastes says, money answereth all things. And you've heard all the quippy sayings, you know, about money, but I remember what John R. Rice said about money. He said, "You know what God thinks about money by the people He gave it to." Take that for what it's worth. You know, the rich think that there is a special reason that they're rich. They think that reason is themselves, 90% of them. The Bible says the rich answereth roughly because they're wise in themselves. He uses the word conceit in verse 11. This walled city, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. This and high wall in his own conceit, this walled city will fall. Not only will fall, it will surely fall. So 1 Timothy 6, for example, is loaded with today wisdom. Listen, watch out for preachers and teachers and Christians who play down the danger of wealth. I find today a plague going on that as long as somebody who can make some money gives some of it to the work of God, there's not going to be any warning about what the rest of it might be doing to that believer. Now listen. Here's what you got to be aware of. You have to be aware of the wealth getting you, not just you getting wealth. You've got to be aware of it. One of the Wesley brothers said, whenever I have money, I get rid of it, lest it find a way into my heart. One of them was at a wealthy Christian's plantation one day and was looking out over the man's holdings. And the man walked up behind him and said, Mr. Wesley, I sure would love to know what you're thinking. He said, well, I'll tell you what I was thinking. He said, I savor these things. And the man took a step backwards and said, Mr. Wesley, I never would have guessed that. He said, oh, yes, I too savor these things. But there is a world to come. It's not my place to tell you how much is too much. You know, it's like someone says, how much is too much hair on a boy's head? How long is long? Not my place. But I know this, it's so easy to trust in them. It's so easy to become complacent in it. It's so easy to just kind of cut God in on part of the deal enough so that we don't. And I'm just saying to you, the name of the Lord versus the net of the rich. Nobody said go out and get rid of everything. Didn't say that at all. But I say this to you. You're going to need the name of the Lord. And you need to cultivate being able to run into it. Amen. You need to cultivate being able to get hold of God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city and is an high wall in his own conceit. God be with you today. Thank you.